Father, we want to thank you for giving us the grace to gather in this manner as one family in the house of God. Thank you, Father, for your worship. Thank you, Father, for your word. And Lord, as we open up the scriptures, Lord, through the scriptures, we pray that you'll search our hearts, minister to us, and teach us, O Lord, through your word, to trust in you through trials. Commit the sermon into your hands. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. In Jesus Christ's most wonderful and precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, church. My name is Joshua Raj. I was just posted to St. Andrew's Cathedral on 1st of October of this year to actually start the Tamil-speaking work in the cathedral, which will start actually on 7th of April 2019. So if any of you here are keen or Tamil-speaking, please come and see me and then we'll discuss how we can work together. I want to thank God for the privilege to come and share with you God's word this morning. It's a season of Advent, it's a season of Christmas. I'm sure we are all preparing for Christmas, to celebrate Christmas at home. Maybe we have Christmas trees set up or in the process of being set up. And maybe in our offices, we have Christmas trees. And then if you walk through Orchard Road these days, you will see the Christmas decorations. Or so it seems, but more of Disney decoration these days. So we see all these things. The commercial world celebrates Christmas. But sometimes in the midst of all these things, we can miss the real big news that God sent a Savior to secure salvation for our sins. See, for centuries, Jesus Christ has been stepping toward Bethlehem. And every time an additional descendant is born and added to our Savior's genealogy, the shout of Isaiah's prophecy, which is found in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given." And that rings out that Christ is coming. And as another link is added on to the genealogy, and another ancestor arrived, the voice of prophecy gets even stronger and louder that Christ is coming. And as the genealogy was repeated and revealed and repeated over and over again, generation after generation, until that moment in Bethlehem where local shepherds and the wise men who traveled thousands of miles declared that Christ has come 2,000 years ago. So in the midst of all this excitement that we have, one person is usually, or most of the time, which I think is overlooked or maybe even forgotten, is Joseph. You see, Joseph was a man handpicked and personally prepared by God for a special mission. Right? His life was not without its own trials and tragedies and struggles. In fact, Joseph faced and overcame trials that would have discouraged, that would have hindered many, that would have stumbled even some. A quick look at what Joseph faced and how he reacted can help us as we seek to become all the Lord would have us to be. So let us first look at who was Joseph, right? Joseph, the name actually means may he add, may the Lord add. My son's name is, I've got three kids, my son's name is Joseph. Yeah. So Joseph was actually of royal descent. Matthew chapter 1, it talks about Joseph's genealogy, his lineage, right? So it would appear that Joseph was not an ordinary man. And from our text that was read, it is easy to see that Joseph was a man of compassion, integrity. He's a man of faith, man of decency, a man of love. He was a man who honored God's will in his life and was totally committed to doing God's will. Joseph was a humble man who was more concerned about what God wanted for his life than he wanted for his own life. As you know, this man, Joseph, was engaged to a young woman, a teenager called Mary. The engagement period was just like a marriage in those days. So once you're engaged to be married, you're considered husband and wife. The only thing is that you do not come together to consummate the wedding. But after that engagement, you go back, you return back to your home, and then you prepare for that wedding. And what happens is both the women and the man prepares the house for him to begin his life with his wife. And the wife goes and prepares herself to get married. And this is known as the betrothal period. And during this betrothal period could take months, maybe even longer. So the betrothal period is actually a time of preparation for them to come together. But they are considered married. So it was during this period of time that Joseph discovers that Mary is pregnant. And no doubt she shared with him her side of the story. As the phrase, you know, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. But who had ever heard of such a thing? Right? Joseph knew how babies were made. Joseph knows where babies come from. And here Mary tells him, it is of the Holy Spirit. Of course, he may have found it very difficult to accept, to understand that even. So, like most men, Joseph was, I'm sure, looking forward to the day when he and Mary would come together and share their lives. And he was, as I mentioned earlier, he was probably preparing the marital home where he would live. And I'm sure because he was a carpenter, he was busy putting all these things together and all the things that they would need as a husband and wife, right? The marital home. And I'm sure his days were filled with work, and his nights were filled with dreams. Dreams of this married life, dreams of his life with Mary, dreams of the children that they were going to have, the number of children, maybe how many girls you would like to have, how many boys, maybe the names of the children, how they were going to be schooled, how they were going to be brought up. So all these dreams, I'm sure Joseph would have had, right? Then, in the midst of all these dreams, and I'm sure excitement, he's excited about getting married, he's excited about starting a family, he's so excited about the future. In the midst of all this excitement, like a cruel slap in the face, comes the news that shatters all the hopes and his dreams. Right? Mary is pregnant, and Joseph is not the father. For a time, it must have felt like his heart was being ripped out of him, out from his chest. He must have heard as every dream he had seems like coming to nothing. Everything just came crashing down. All of his plans, whatever he held in his hands, were now leaving his grasp. For Joseph, I think at that time, it was a time of shattered dreams, shattered hopes. So looking at Joseph's life, what was he like? Matthew chapter 1, verse 19 says this, if you could have it flashed on the screen. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet he did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. You see, Joseph, firstly, I think, was a man, he was a just man, faithful to the law. So now Joseph is faced with this dilemma, right? The Bible says that he was a just man, a faithful man. This means that he was righteous and one who kept the divine laws. He knows what the law says. So it is quite clear. So when a woman is found guilty of adultery, which I think at the time he must have assumed because he was not the father. And here Mary says, I am pregnant. So he could have assumed that she must have been unfaithful to him. So Joseph, knowing the law, he knows that she is to be stoned to death, as according to Deuteronomy chapter 22. But there is another option that is found in Deuteronomy chapter 24. And that is that he can give her a certificate of divorce and send her away. So he has this option. As he meditates, Joseph determines that he does not want to embarrass Mary publicly. He does not want to see her stoned to death. So, to his mind, the best course of action is to deal with this matter privately and just divorce her quietly. None of these things that Joseph pondered upon, considered, broke his heart. It was very painful for him, I would guess. It was a time for sorrowful decisions, right? He was about to get married, so excited, and then now he has to make this very painful decision. Some would have said that Joseph was too lenient to Mary. But he was a just man. And he was not willing to expose her. He was a religious man, good man. So therefore, he was inclined to be merciful to her as God would be, and to forgive her. So Joseph was a just man. At the same time, as we see in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, it says that Joseph was a spiritual man, and he did this. He considered these things. That means he considered what has happened, what Mary told him. So he was thinking about it. He was pondering. So Joseph does not take matter into his own hands. He doesn't make a rash decision in the heat of the moment, the spur of the moment. The Bible says that he considered these things. You see, you can imagine Joseph laying all of this before the Lord in prayer, bringing before God his hurt, his disappointment, his pain, laying it all at the feet of God, asking God what he should do. He's hurting. So he considers these things before the Lord. And Joseph does get his answer. You see, Joseph is instructed by God that he is not to divorce Mary and that he's not to leave her, she was not to have her stoned and not to leave her alone. But he is to take her as his wife and to embrace her child as his own, like his own child. And Joseph is told to name the child. And thus he's given the responsibility of caring for and for providing for the baby Jesus. Joseph has been handled a very difficult and challenging task. So after hearing what is required in his task, Joseph learns this amazing truth, right? The first part of the revelation. Second part, he has this amazing truth. The baby that Mary carries is to be the fulfillment of the greatest promise God ever gave to man, right? That is, the baby that Mary carries will be the savior of mankind. He will be the one to save his people from their sins. In fact, his name will even define his mission. So, my friends, how would we react if we were given a difficult task? Would we fly off the handle? We lose our cool, lose our calm, get anxious, or maybe even say things that we will regret later? When we are handed a difficult situation, a difficult task, what would be our first reaction? Would we act in the heat of the moment? You know, we see a lot of crimes are committed in the heat of the moment, right? Sometimes we see murder. People don't plan, it's not premeditated, it just happens, right? Because they lost their cool, they lost their composure, they lost their mind, they would say, right? I lost it, and therefore I committed this crime. I know that's extreme, but I am sure you can see my point, right? Will you take it to the Lord in prayer, whatever your situation will be? Don't react, don't fly off the handle. Take time to think. Like Joseph, he considered these things before the Lord. Take time to think and take time to pray about these situations. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what is handed to you today. I don't know this morning when you woke up, what is it you had to face? But will you bring it to the Lord? Will you consider these things in prayer before God? And lay it at His feet. Trust Him enough to lay it at His feet. Sometimes we tend to quickly, we want quick solutions, right? And we go to men for advice. But will you lay all these things at the feet of God and trust Him and wait upon Him? That's what Joseph did. And Joseph was a spiritual man. If you were in Joseph's shoes, would you do that? Thirdly, Joseph was a man of faith. Matthew chapter 1, verse 24. Right? It shows this. You can have it on the screen. Yeah. Yeah. You see, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. The real test of maturity is not what a person faces in life. Right? Neither is it revealed when in what they are called to do, right? Doesn't mean that you have been called to do bigger things. That means you're a bigger man of faith. You've been handed greater responsibilities, therefore you have bigger faith. It is not like that. The real evidence of the depth of a person's character is seen in what they do with what they are handed with. Right? What you go through, what you face, and how you react to it is what shows your character. It is one thing to be placed in a trial, but it is another thing altogether to respond to that in a proper manner. It is one thing to be called to carry out a task for the Lord, but it is another thing altogether to do it without question. Would we dare to do what God has called us to do without questioning Him? Joseph's response, I think, is an amazing testimony to all of us. Right? You see, I guess many men would have walked away from the Lord and even walked away from Mary, right, at that moment. But not Joseph, he didn't do that. As soon as he woke, he rose and carried out the command of the Lord. See, there's no doubt people talked about Mary's unexpected pregnancy, right? I'm sure people would have gossiped, okay, that the couple had been unable or unwilling to wait until they properly got married, right? There was something strange going on between these two, this couple. People would have gossiped, people would have, what we say in these days, like people would have bad-mouthed them, people would have looked down on them. But at this moment in Joseph's life, he was not interested in what the community thought about him. He simply wanted to carry out the will of God for his life. In spite of his questions, in spite of his fears, in spite of his concerns, Joseph sets out by faith to obey the Lord. And I think that is a fantastic testimony. Joseph was also obedient. He's an obedient man. We know that they head to Bethlehem, not just for the census, not just to pay tax, but they head there because to fulfill a prophecy. You know, I'm married. I've got 3 kids, a boy and 2 girls. My son is the oldest. His name is also Joseph, right? And Joseph, when my wife was expecting him, right, I was very excited because my firstborn, my very first child, I had no experience, but I was excited because I was going to be a father, right? And what do? My wife is expecting. I go and look for the best gynecologist. Go to the best hospital, look for the best gynecologist, and then give my best to look after my wife, give her the best food, whatever she wants. Even in the middle of the night, she wakes up and asks me something. Husbands, you know this happens. And those would-be husbands, would-be fathers, you better get it done. Even if in the middle of the night, your wife wakes you up and says, I want this, better go and get it done. Yeah. So these things happen, right? So we want the best. We want to give our best. And then prepare the home, prepare the house, and then after birth, who's going to take care of my son? Who's going to take care of my daughter? Because we have this confinement period. And then the house, the room, my son's room, the crib, all the necessary things. So we prepare all these things, right? Then we, in Singapore, I think we still do, we get Benedictine Dom for the wife, right? Make sure she drinks, and then if I'm tired, I can't sleep, then I also drink a bit, you know? Yeah, we do the best. We want to give them the best. And I'm so excited with all these things. And I'm sure Joseph was also excited. Right? He was also excited. He must have been excited. I'm going to get married and I'm going to have a son. I'm going to have a child and all these things, right? So I wonder what went through Joseph's mind that night in the stable. Right? I was wondering whether he prayed this or he thought about this. Like, no, this isn't how I planned it to be, you know. This isn't how I wanted it to be, Lord. My child being born in a stable, not in my home, you know. This isn't the way I thought it would be, with sheep and donkeys and animals. straw for a bed, and my wife giving birth and there's no one around, right? This isn't what I had imagined Joseph would have prayed, I guess. What would he have imagined? I believe you would have imagined family, grandmothers, right? My mother, my parents at the birth of my son, my child. Mary's parents there, my friends, my relatives, my siblings. He would have dreamt. He would have imagined all this. He would have imagined laughter in the house, people congratulating. This is how it happens, right? The wife gives birth and then everybody congratulates the husband, right? So he would have expected congratulations. We can't say, yeah, well done, Joseph. He would have expected that. He would have wanted that. The jubilation, the joy. You know? That's what maybe Joseph thought it would be, right? But here he's all alone. Who will celebrate with him? The sheep, shepherds. I wonder whether at this time he would have wondered, Lord, did I miss something? Did I do something wrong? What did I do to be handed this situation? When he would have thought, Lord, when he sent me this vision, this angel to tell me this, Joseph could have imagined, you know, the Messiah, Son of God being born. So that must be Jerusalem, in Jerusalem, in the temples with the priest, right, with people watching, because this is the Son of God, right? He must have been very excited. He must have thought this is how it should be. This is how he could have imagined it. Trust doesn't come easy. Trust doesn't come easy. He must have felt very lonely, all alone, and wondering a lot of things. Sometimes, isn't that how we feel? When God has called us for ministry, God has called us for something, and we think, because God has called me, everything in my life should be right. Everything in my life should be perfect. You know, my path should be paved in gold. Red carpet everywhere I go because I've been called. I'm a priest, you know. I've been called for full-time ministry, so everywhere I go, people will just humble themselves before me. Everything will be perfect. At the snap of a finger, everything is done. Because I'm here serving God, you know, God's servant. Everything should be perfect. And some of us might think, you know, Lord, I'm praying every day. I'm reading the scriptures every day. I worship. I preach the gospel. So everything must be smooth. I shouldn't be facing trials. Difficult things should not come my way. Everything must be smooth because I'm serving God. I'm obeying Him. I wonder if this is what Joseph also thought. My wife is carrying the Messiah, so he should be born in, maybe in the palace, in a high place. Did Joseph pray? Perhaps he did, perhaps he didn't. I don't know. I'm just imagining, because I put myself in his shoes, and this is what I would have wondered, and this is what I would have prayed. There are some of us here who would have stood where Joseph stood, caught between what God says and what makes sense, right? We have searched for, I know, you ask, you know, whether am I still on the right road, Lord? You've asked if you are supposed to turn left or right, whether you've turned the wrong direction. Sometimes you wonder, Lord, in all these things that I'm going through, is there really a plan? Do you really have a plan? All these struggles that I'm going through, challenges that I'm going through, things haven't turned out as you would have wanted it to. We all know what it is to search for the light in the dark, right? Maybe not outside a stable, but maybe some of us in a hospital. Unexpected news from the doctor, unwanted news from the doctor. We have asked our questions, I have. We have questioned God, I have. We have wondered why God does what He does. Many times I've wondered why God does these things in my life also. Sometimes the question comes, Lord, are you still with me? In all these things that I'm going through, Lord, are you still with me? Are you there, Lord? Do you even hear me? Are you watching me? But I'm sure the Lord's answer is yes. In this case to Joseph, yes, Joseph, I am with you. There are many questions in our life you will never have an answer to. Right? Many times you sit down and wonder, right, what's going on? But in our wondering, there are some questions we never need to ask. Does God care? Do I even matter to God? Does He still love me? The answer is always yes. He cares. We matter to Him. He loves us as we are. Did you know that God used Joseph in the life of Jesus in a powerful fashion? Right? Joseph was very involved in the life and training of Jesus as a young man. God took a poor, humble carpenter and used him to carry out an important and awesome heavenly mission. Do you know that He's still looking for special people that He can use to carry out His will in this world today? I'm certain that He will never ask you to do what He asked Joseph and Mary to do. I'm very sure. But I'm certain that He has plenty of difficult assignments for that need to be fulfilled. Right? He's looking for people who will follow Him in spite of the tragedies in life. He's looking for people who will take up the task He assigns them to do. He's looking for people who possess the right testimony, who will go with God until the assignment is completed. Are you that kind of person? If not, will you say, if yes, then will you say, Lord, here I am, use me. Or maybe you're in one of those people who have watched your dreams turn into nightmares, overwhelmed by what you've been assigned. Will you get before Him and lean on Him and say, Lord, I trust You. Whatever my situation is right now, Lord, I will trust You. Even though You have expected everything to be very dreamy and beautiful, but it's not as it what you would think it should be. But will you still learn to trust in God, no matter your whatever your situation? I don't know your heart or your need, but I know the God who loves you, who cares for you, who will never fail you. Even in your most difficult times, trust in Him. Trust in Him through your trials. You will see the victory. Don't give up. Consider all these things before the Lord, and He will see you through. Will you do that? Will you lay all your struggles, your challenges before Him and say, Lord, what do I do with all these things? How do I react? How do I respond to this? Instead of choosing how to respond on your own. I want us to watch a short video. Very interesting video, I think. But my apologies to those who are not familiar with Facebook. Right? My sincere apologies. But if Joseph had Facebook in those days, or if Joseph was born now, if the whole experience was now, how would he have responded via Facebook? Well, just watch. Amen. Maybe our paths are not paved with gold. We're not walking on red carpet. There'll be a lot of challenges. Some of us may be going through challenges even right now. Right? Even though you're faithfully serving God, and yet you're facing a lot of challenges and difficulties. My encouragement to you is, will you consider all these things? And that is to lay everything at the feet of God in prayer and trust in Him that He will see you through. He will never fail you. Whatever your situation may be today, it is not impossible for God. We would like our life to be very smooth and comfortable, but that is not how it is. Through these trials, God builds us, He strengthens us, He lifts up our faith. But will you trust Him through your trials? Will you trust Him through your most challenging moments, through your difficult times? Would you lay everything at His feet and look to Him and say, Lord, I trust in You because You will see me through. Amen.